97.7 The River. It's Beer 30 with the Danny Wright Show.
All right, here we go. Beer 30. I've got Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in the house. You could check out their podcast and all the socials and podcasting locations. Sports Meets Like the Protein Beer. Sports Meets Beer. Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you for having us, Danny.
Sports Meets Beer.
Well, in front of us today, we've got a beer from the Sebastopol-based brewery, Crooked Goat Brewing.
Now, you were just there to get this.
I was in the area,
yes. I haven't been since the Barlow flooding fiasco.
Well, the nice thing is some of the affected businesses are now reopening.
Right.
And I had the option of, 14 or 16 different beers. And I said, we haven't done a stout for our man Danny in a while.
It's been a while.
It's true.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. So this is the Silver Lining Vanilla Bean Stout. Rolls in at 6% ABV. So kind of a ramped up stout. Normally you expect them to be a little bit lower unless they're like an imperial.
In the old fives.
Fours and fives.
Yeah.
But this, if we go through our AATMF, that is appearance, aroma, taste, mouthfeel, and finish.
It's like a fine piece of obsidian, this thing.
This thing is opaque and dark and looks yummy.
Yeah.
Good bubbly. It looks like a cup of oil.
There's not... Well,
I was going to go with soda, but yeah.
Yeah,
soda.
It's kind of funny because there's no real head retention, but as you're looking at it sort of in the light from the window here, you can see the bubbles coming up. You can see that there's carbonation in it.
It's pretty effervescent for a stout.
Yeah. So again, no real head retention here. A lot of times with stouts, you'll see that sort of espresso crema color type thing, but that's not the case here. And that, which is crazy because when you look at it, there's clearly carbonation in it. As you get in and take a big whiff, though.
You do get It is that baker's chocolate. You do get the vanilla bean.
Yeah, vanilla big time.
You're getting really roasted malt character in there, which is obviously what you're looking for out of a stout.
Yeah.
Really, really delicious.
I don't get nearly as much vanilla in the taste as I did in the nose. In fact, it's like if I didn't smell it the first time, I would say that this is just a standard stout. It does not finish very roasty. The end of this beer and the beginning of this beer are not the same.
No.
At all. It's not a bad beer. If you're going to call it a vanilla bean stout, I want that to be a thing that I want to be able to experience vanilla throughout. I know it's a thing that we've remarked on this show before that people sometimes overdo it and it becomes sweet or it tastes artificial or whatever. And so I appreciate that they exercise what appears to be some restraint here. That's not, I don't want to, poo-hoo, but they're not accomplishing what they're saying they're trying to accomplish, I don't think. If they had just said that this was just a stout and then I picked up on hints of vanilla in the nose,
right,
it'd be a much more pleasant surprise. Right. Does that make sense?
I hear you. It's almost like it reminds me of a black pale ale or black IPA.
Yeah.
Right. Where you still have that. It doesn't have the same viscosity as a thick stout would have. It's really, really light, refreshing, but doesn't quite have, it doesn't have the IPA notes, obviously, but it still has, I'm still picking up on the roasted malts.
It's not rich as a stout. I would expect a vanilla bean stout to be.
Right.
This has
but the carbonation makes it feel more like a dark ale or something.
Yeah. I don't dislike it. I just
yeah, it's good. It's just not what I thought. I guess, preconceived notions.
Right.
Well, there you go.
Ruin everything.
Sorry to be a letdown.
Yeah.
Well, I give it two thumbs up.
Way to go. All right, Crooked Goat Brewing Sebastopol. That is Silver Lining Vanilla Bean Stout. You can check out this review and others at 977theriver.com. Click on Beer 30, and their podcast is
Sports Meets Beer.
Beer.